And now, Gangbusters! Gangbusters, presented in cooperation with police and federal law enforcement departments throughout the United States. The only national program that brings you authentic police case histories.
Gangbusters has asked the Honorable John J. Sullivan, former Deputy Commissioner and Chief of Detectives of the New York City Police Department, to narrate by proxy tonight's case. Chief Sullivan, you've told me that the gang in tonight's case caused New York City Police great concern a year or so ago.
That's right, Don. But when criminals follow a pattern, investigating detectives cut themselves a pattern, and somewhere the two are likely to cross, as you will see.
Well, why don't you tell us about it, Chief Sullivan?
Okay, Don. I think the best place to start would be in the living room of a small apartment in the section of New York City known as Chelsea. It was late at night, and the three persons in the room seemed more occupied with their own thoughts than with each other. A tall, not unattractive, bleached blonde was sprawled on the studio couch working a crossword puzzle. Across the room, a young man about 30 sat reading one of New York's tabloids. In the straight chair near the door, another man, about the same age, but dark and wiry, just sat thinking. Finally, the thinker got up and, with some effort, walked across the room to the reader.
Hey, Luke, you got a pencil?
No.
Can't you get your nose out of the headlines for a minute?
I got no pencil.
Well, you had one before. I seen it.
I lent it to Angel. It worked the crossword puzzle.
Well, whoever heard of a house with only one pencil? Hey, Angel.
No, I need it. And hey, what's a four-letter word means combustion?
Who cares?
Ends with an E, I think. If strangle's okay for choke.
F-I-R-E.
Yeah, that's it.
What do you need a pencil for, Alfie?
I want to draw pictures.
Didn't I tell you not to write any letters?
Oh, now listen, my mother's entitled to know where I am.
What, are you kidding me, Pants? You got to tell your mother everything you do?
Well, she's an old lady. She'd like to know.
So would a few cops around Chicago. They probably figure you're dope enough to write home, so don't.
Yeah, but she's an old lady.
Alfie, sit down.
Oh, now wait a minute.
We left Chicago because they had us made in those stick-ups. Another 2 or 3 days, then they would have had us, right?
Maybe.
Because we've been a month in New York, don't mean the Chicago cops ain't still itching for us. So just don't write any letters, that's all.
Luke.
What?
Get out of this dump. Let's go get something to eat, huh?
Work your crossword puzzle, will you?
Months we've been in New York. I don't know, Times Square from Grant's tomb.
You don't shut up, you'll get acquainted with your own tomb.
Honest, Luke, I really ought to write it.
Don't. You haven't got time. Not tonight.
Hey, we're not going to do some more work, not tonight.
What are we waiting for? Too much of a job, carrying around all the money I'm making you?
Well, you talk like I'm on charity. I do my share, you know.
The legwork, yeah.
But the thinking, too.
Yeah, it was you who had the bright idea with the East Side Power Company, huh?
Okay. You can take all the glory. Yeah, but tell me why tonight. Why can't we rest for a change?
Because tomorrow is payday at the power plant on 41st Street. Because that means tomorrow night the bars and liquor stores in the neighborhood around there will be loaded.
So what's that got to do with tonight?
We got to go out and look over the joints we're going to make, don't we? We can't walk into them cold. We got to make a selection.
You're going to leave me alone again tonight?
You got your crosswords, haven't you?
There's a lot more in life than crosswords.
Luke, why don't you go by yourself and look over those joints? You don't need me to make up your mind.
Get your hat, Alfie.
Oh, okay. I'll get my hat.
Wouldn't you like to take me along for company?
No. I don't want you involved.
Don't want me involved. I travel with you from Chicago to New York. You're hot for 9 stick-ups there. You already pulled a dozen here. I came of my own free will, and you don't want me involved. What do you think I am, a newborn babe or something?
Make yourself comfortable, Angel. I'll bring you back some more crosswords. What do you say, Alfie?
I'm ready.
Then let's go. Mackey.
Yeah, Lieutenant.
Where's Sergeant Ryan?
Well, he went downstairs to the detail room a minute, Lieutenant. He said that he... Oh, here he comes now.
Ryan.
Yeah, boss?
Come in here a minute, will you?
Something doing, Lieutenant?
Stick around, Mackey. We may have something for you.
Right, Lieutenant.
Hey, come on in, Ryan.
Ah, boss.
find a ray of hope?
Yeah, I think maybe I did.
I hate to be a wet blanket, Lieutenant, but this pair won't be so easy to run down.
Well, I sat up nearly all night doing some thinking.
Yeah?
Those two knocked off 6 taverns and liquor stores all in one night. And all between 14th and 23rd Streets, each a second.
This I know. So?
Well, it's all in the neighborhood of the Eastside Power Company's downtown plant.
Oh, now, boss, if you think it's a couple of guys who pull a job and duck down into a manhole...
No, wait a minute, Ryan.
Yeah, go ahead.
Monday night, they did their work. Monday was payday at the downtown power plant. I just checked.
Well?
Well, a couple of thousand employees get paid off. This bunch figures the bars and liquor stores in the neighborhood must be loaded with cash.
They called you on the phone and said that's how they figure, huh?
Well, it's a shot in the dark, but at least it's a shot.
Oh, you've got a point, but how does that get us the two guys?
Today is payday at the Midtown power plant at 41st Street.
And we can expect them to hit the joints in that district tonight?
If they had a lot of luck with the other payday, why shouldn't they try to repeat?
Boss, when they made you a lieutenant, they were right. I admit it.
I'm much obliged, Ryan. Now, I think we ought to pick out a dozen or so saloons and liquor stores near that Midtown power plant. We'll set them up tonight with two detectives in each place in the back or somewhere, okay?
Can we get them in?
I just spoke to the chief's office. They're assigning us 20 extra for tonight. They'll send them down from the Bronx and from Brooklyn, and a few from Queens.
That's worth a shot, all right.
And we'll pick the places we want to stake out.
Do I get first choice, boys?
You get first choice, Ryan.
Alfie?
What?
What's the capital of IRAQ?
How should I know what's the capital of IRAQ? Look, Angel, it embarrasses me to sit in a saloon with a girl working crosswords. Why don't you order a drink? If you don't want it, just keep it in front of you.
Where is that place, anyhow?
Where is it? What is it? Who cares? Luke said 2 o'clock. Meet him here at 2 o'clock. I'm jumpy already. He's going to have me in fine shape for them jobs tonight, keeping me waiting.
Got an extra puzzle.
Look, how can I work a crossword if I don't know what's the capital of Asia or something? Hey, did Luke tell you he's got 6 joints he wants to knock over tonight?
So what? You figure 5 minutes each and the whole business is done in a half hour.
You figure. What do you think this is? We just...
What's the matter?
He's here. 2 o'clock, he told us, and it's 3 nearly.
He never missed a train in his life.
What's this got to do with trains?
Hello, Angel.
Hi.
Where you been anyway? 2 o'clock I got here. Sharp.
I've been shopping.
Sit down, Luke.
I've been shopping for a present for my Angel.
For me?
Didn't he say it?
Is that it, that package?
Yep.
What is it, Lou? Can I open it now?
Will you get home?
Oh.
Let her open it, Lou. I'm curious.
I know what it is. It's a dictionary.
It's not a dictionary.
Oh, it isn't?
Oh, come on, Luke. Let her open it up.
If Luke says wait till I get home, I can wait.
What are you drinking there, Alfie?
What do you think? Whiskey. My old lady always said, Alfie, if you got a drink, drink whiskey and drink it straight.
Good for your old lady, but make this the last one.
The last one? It's the first one.
Better still. We got a big night. I want you with a clear head. I got it all mapped out.
Not including that liquor store on 41st.
Yeah, including the liquor store on 41st.
Now, look, I didn't like that one from the beginning, and I don't like it now. The breakaway's going to be tough.
They do a lot of business. For a lot of dough, we can stand a tough breakaway.
But it's too near the theater there. There's always a cop on the corner, sometimes two.
By the time the cop on the corner hears about it, we'll be far enough away to stop for a short beer.
Who drinks beer? My old lady says beer's
bad. Oh, quit with your old lady, will you? How you spell peddler? How many D's I mean?
What difference does it make? Come on, let's get out of here.
Oh, wait till I finish my drink. Hey, cheers.
Come on, will you?
See, Alfie? One's life is never one's own.
Hmm? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I see.
This is going to be a long, hard night, Mackie. I hope you brought your hot water bottle.
Yeah, you should have reminded me sooner, Sergeant. How did we happen to draw this 41st Street store, anyway?
Well, I had a long chat with the lieutenant.
Oh, what are you handing me? If I was sticking up saloons and liquor stores in this neighborhood, this would be the last place on my list. There's always a cop on the corner, not 20 feet away.
Maybe, but the size of the till can make up for a lot of disadvantages.
Mm-hmm. We shall, as the saying goes, see. After you, Sergeant.
Much obliged.
Help you, gentlemen. We have a special today in our own brand of Puerto Rican rum.
Rum? Are people still drinking that stuff?
We're from the police department.
Was that so?
Is Mr. Simon here?
I'm Mr. Simon. Something the matter?
No. No, not yet. I'm Sergeant Ryan. This is Detective Mackey.
Oh, how do you do?
Sir, what can I do for you, gentlemen?
What's through that door behind the partition there?
Well, just a little stock room.
A room for the two of us until the store closes?
I think so, but why?
Now, we've got an idea that you may have a couple of visitors tonight.
Visitors?
Stick-up men.
Oh, I don't think so, on account of the location. I've been in business here 14 years. I haven't had any trouble yet, Sergeant.
You've been lucky.
I wouldn't call it luck. There's always a cop right on the corner.
We won't be in your way, though, if we stick around just the same, man.
Well, listen, it's your time. Spend it here if you want.
We'll just make ourselves at home back there, okay?
Anything's okay.
And we leave the door open a little so we can hear what the customers have to say.
I know my business, Sergeant. I guess you know yours.
Let's hope I do. Come on, Maggie.
Yes, Sergeant.
Just go right in.
It's not exactly what I'd call home.
No. Close the door, son.
Yeah. How's that?
That ought to do. Well, let's get as comfortable as we can.
So, Don, through brilliant deduction, detectives were planted at one of the very places the stick-up men, Luke Stone and Alfie Riga, planned to rob that night. There was a tragedy ahead, and like all tragedies, it was least expected by the victim.
You were telling us, Chief Sullivan, that Lieutenant Hansen of the New York City Police had planted teams of detectives at various bars and liquor stores near a 41st Street power plant, anticipating that any one of them might be held up.
That's right, Don. Sergeant Ryan and Detective Mackey were assigned to hide in the stockroom of a certain liquor store on 41st Street. And this particular store was on the list of robberies planned for that night by Luke Stone and Alfie Riga. It was near midnight, 4 hours since the detectives started their watch in the stockroom, and the owner of the store was alone in front straightening his stock. He heard the street door open and looked around.
It's miserable outside. Miserable.
We have a special tonight on rum, Puerto Rican rum.
I look like a rummy? Give me a pint of wine.
I don't think I'll give you anything. You look like you had a big night already.
I tell you, it's miserable. What do you mean you won't give me anything? You're in the business of selling, ain't you?
And I want to stay in business. Now, go on.
Look, I got money, lots of money. I got a dollar. Is that enough for a pint of wine? It's enough for a quart, maybe a gallon.
It's enough for a taxi to take you home.
Look, I don't want to go home. It's too miserable. I want a pint of wine.
Now, go on home, will you? I got other customers. Good evening, gentlemen.
What do you say?
Too miserable to go home.
We have a special tonight, Puerto Rican rum.
You like rum, pal?
I hate this stuff.
It's miserable.
Well, just take the dough you got. Reach.
Go on, get him up. Okay. All right, don't you.
Hey, all I want some wine.
Shut up, you. Get around the back there, pal. Get the dough.
Yeah, you bitch.
All right, we're police officers. Drop those guns.
Luke, come here, you.
Let go. Drop those guns.
Oh, man, will
you? Listen, copy. You shoot this guy.
Oh, me?
Stay still.
You better get smart, boy.
Take another step, he gets shot anyway, you understand?
Let him go.
Shut up, you. Okay, rumpot, we're going out the door. Come on.
Hey, I don't want to go out.
Come
in
on.
The middle.
Stay where you are, copper.
I don't want
to. Get the door, pal. Now, listen, coppers. We're taking this guy with us. Stay in here and don't move or we'll kill him. I swear to you, we'll kill him.
Let me go, you.
Still, you.
I want to.
Okay. Go on, move. Don't need to cook.
All right, drop that gun.
Yeah?
After him. Come on, let's go.
I chased him, Lieutenant. He ducked in someplace. I don't know where. The other one lit out toward Tudor City with Mackey after him.
Yes, I know, Ryan. We just got a report from the neighborhood. The one Mackey was chasing hopped in a cab and headed downtown. Mackey must be following him.
Yeah, what about that man, the drunk?
Well, the ambulance is there now. Abbott just reported in. He was dead on arrival.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. Look, I'm just going to leave here now and head for the scene. Meet me there, will you, Ryan?
Yeah, boss. Just as soon as we make sure this other one isn't in the neighborhood.
Hey, what's the matter? Can't you get a little more speed out of this hack?
Look, mister, I'm going fast enough for Lexington Avenue. I don't want to spend no morning in traffic for
it. I say move, so you move.
If you don't like it, I'll pull over. You can flag another cab. There's thousands of them.
Look, there's a gun in the back of your head, buddy. Now move this crate downtown.
Oh. Okay, that's the way you put it.
Yeah, that's the way I put it.
There's a red light at the next corner. What do I do, stop or go on through?
You stop.
Okay, I stop.
Don't get nervous, buddy. You'll get taken care of for this.
Don't take care of me. Just get out of my car, will you? You can forget what's on the clock. It's on the house.
Yeah, I like you.
Thanks for the compliment. Don't do me any favors.
Hey, go on. Get going.
That's what you say.
Go on, get going. It's the law.
That's just what I was looking for.
Right. Okay, you come out of there.
Watch him, officer. He's got a gun.
Drop it.
Okay. Okay, don't try nothing. I'm cooked.
Drop the gun.
Yeah, it's dropped.
Now, come on out of there.
Yeah, sure. Let's take it easy, huh?
Driver.
Yeah?
Reach back there and get me his gun off the floor.
Yes. I got it.
Now, listen, officer.
Shut up. Now, give it here, driver. Yeah. That was nice words. Give me a signal to follow you.
Thanks, officer. I'm sure glad you noticed my lights blinking.
Okay. Follow us to the station house.
Yes, sir.
Okay, mister, in my car. Make it snappy.
Yeah, I'm getting.
Right in the car.
Okay. I'm in.
All right. East 51st Street Station House. Let's go.
Yeah, who is it?
Come on, he's open up.
Yeah, look, just a second.
Alfie get here yet?
No. Wasn't he with you?
We had some trouble. We had to split up.
What kind of trouble?
I was shot.
Is he dead?
I didn't stick around to find out. Look, if Alfie hasn't shown up yet, maybe the cops got him.
Well, if they got Alfie, you don't want to be around here.
I had to find out. They won't get anything out of him for an hour or so, at least. Look, Angel, get the bags packed. We're moving out.
Out of New York?
Sure, out of New York.
I like it here.
Get the bags packed. And meanwhile, I'll get out in the street. If Alfie shows up, everything's fine. If he don't, we gotta move.
But if they got him, cops will be all over this place.
Okay, here's how we'll work it. It's a little after one. I'll get out and stay out about 3 hours. If Alfie shows up, or if no cops come calling, leave the light on in the living room.
Mm-hmm.
I can see it from the street. I'll know everything's okay.
What am I gonna do here in the meantime?
You gotta pack our stuff.
How long can that take?
After you get finished, then work some of your crosswords. You got enough of them around here. And don't forget the light, if everything's okay.
I won't.
So long, Angel. I'll see you in about 3 hours.
That's all I know, I tell you. Well, listen, I give you the guy's name, and I just give you the address of the apartment, didn't I?
Where were the two of you planning to meet if something went wrong?
Who figured on something going wrong?
This girl, this Angel, she's at the apartment?
Yeah, I guess so.
What's she doing there?
How should I know what she's doing there? Maybe she's working one of her crossword puzzles.
Puzzles, huh?
Yeah.
And, where were you going to meet Luke?
How many times have I got to say it? No place, no place.
Okay, Ryan, that's enough with him. Mackie.
Yeah, Lieutenant?
Take him upstairs. Come on, boy.
Okay.
We'll let you rest a while.
Honest, guys, I told you what I know. We had no place else we was going to meet. Only the apartment.
All right, all right. Get him out of here, Mackie.
Yeah. Through that door, Alfie. Go on.
Okay, Ryan. Take a couple of men down to the apartment. See if Luke's shown up.
If he hasn't?
Then talk to the girl. Maybe she knows where he could have gone.
Okay, boss.
And watch out for this Luke guy. He's got one gun wrap hanging over him. He won't think twice before he pulls that trigger again.
All right, just a second. Yeah, who is it?
A friend of Alfie.
Don't you know it's 3 o'clock in the morning?
Come on, Angel, open up.
Okay, just a second. Now, what... Oh. You're the law, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, come in.
Angel? You're an angel.
Alfie's McClink, huh?
How'd you guess?
Figured.
Where did Luke go?
Luke?
Yeah.
Why don't you ask Alfie? He's seen him since I have.
Oh, no, Angel. There's a party downstairs that saw Luke go out an hour ago. Out of here.
Ain't neighbors nosy.
Don't mind if I make myself comfortable, do you?
Make yourself whatever you like.
Oh? See, you're all packed. You going to meet Luke someplace?
I guess I'm not.
Where were you going to meet him, Angel?
In Chicago, on the corner of State and Madison at 2:30 Friday afternoon. What else would you like to know?
Where were you going to meet him?
Look, why don't you just haul me in?
What's your hurry?
I'm going to get hauled in tonight. I might as well get locked up in time to get a little sleep.
Ah, you mean Luke's coming back here?
I didn't say that.
Look, Angel, he's got a lot of trouble now. You don't want to see him get any more, do you?
His trouble is his business.
Well,
I think I'll just stick around a while.
Okay. Have it your way. Just let me turn out a few of the lights around here.
Yeah, leave those lights alone, Angel. Come here.
What do you want?
What have the lights got to do with it?
Electric bills are big enough.
Well, just leave them on.
Say, whose apartment is this?
Just leave them on. Uh-oh. Who's the crossword puzzle fan?
Me. That's all I got to do, crosswords.
No kidding. I love the puzzles myself. Yeah. You do this one?
Yeah. But I couldn't finish it. I got stuck.
Oh, this is a cinch. Sovereign. That's a king.
No kidding.
And Canadian city, A-L. That's Alberta.
Hey, you're good.
You know that big puzzle in the Times on Sunday?
Yeah, I tried it once. I didn't get to first base.
I finish it. All the time.
You mean you fill in everything?
Every word. Been doing it for 15 years. My hobby.
Gee, I wish I could say that. Every week in the Times?
Sure, nothing to it. He's going to show back here, isn't he, Angel?
I don't know.
You wouldn't want to see him hurt, would you?
Yeah, Luke's coming back here.
When? And what's the lights got to do with it?
He's coming back about 4. If everything's okay, I got to leave the light on the living room. He can see it from the street.
Okay, you'll see it.
How'd you get to know all those words? Even with a dictionary, must be hard.
Oh, sometimes it is, Angel. You just got to get to the bottom of the puzzle.
You start at the bottom, I always start at the top.
We'll talk about puzzles later, Angel. I got to get ready to welcome Luke home. Okay, boss. I got Mackie and Adler planted in the hallway across the street. Those two men from the main office squad are inside a door downstairs. They're following us.
Good work, Ryan.
Now, what about Angel?
She's in there in the bedroom.
Don't you think we ought to have her out here to answer the door?
Yeah. Go on, get her.
Hello, Angel.
Hello.
The lieutenant wants you to answer the door when Luke knocks.
Okay.
And here she is, Lieutenant.
You've been a lot of help so far, Angel. Luke's probably in a pretty desperate state right now. If you continue to help us, you might prevent some more shooting.
I'll help you. What do I have to do?
Well, it's about time now. He'll be knocking on the door any second. Now, when he does knock, I want you to walk over and say everything is fine. And when you open up, we'll grab him. You jump back.
Okay.
All right, now I think we ought to keep quiet for a while. He may listen in the hall.
Okay. Sergeant, do you get those crossword books?
Quiet, Angel.
Oh. Okay. Hey, Sergeant, if it's not asking too much, sometimes...
Quiet,
you...
quiet.
That's his knock.
Okay, go to the door. Ryan, you ready?
Yeah. Go on, Angel.
Luke?
Everything okay?
Yeah, okay.
Open up.
All right.
Stand back, Angel.
Look, Angel, they gotta help you.
Grab him.
Hey, hold still, Luke. Hold still.
Angel, you're right.
Get him, Luke. Yeah.
Oh.
Well, that's that.
Maybe I shouldn't have done it. Maybe I should have stuck by him.
You did right, Angel. He wouldn't have stuck by you. Come on, Ryan, let's get him in.
That, Don, was the end of another gang of stick-up men who operated in New York City last spring. These killers are now serving life sentences in Sing Sing.
Well, thank you, Chief Sullivan, for telling us this case history. And gangbusters, congratulations to all the New York detectives who participated in the investigation leading to the arrest and conviction of these killers. And now, as a special feature, Gangbusters presents the courageous taxicab driver who aided New York City police in apprehending the criminal Alfie Riga in tonight's case. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Ernest G. Lance.
Thank you, Don Gardner, and good evening, Gangbusters listeners.
Well, Mr. Lance, I understand that you're a former technical sergeant in the Air Force and the holder of the Air Medal with 3 Oak Leaf Clusters and 7 Battle Stars. Tell me,
How did you feel when you halted your taxicab and helped capture this gunman?
Well, Don, it all happened so quickly that I didn't have time to think how I felt.
Well, why not tell us about it, Ernie?
All right, Don. I was cruising in my cab when I saw Alfie Rieger hurrying from the scene of the shooting and holdup. I noticed he had something that looked like a gun in his pocket. He got into the cab. I drove off, and when I saw the police officer in the patrol car, I signaled him to follow me. He did so. When I got the chance at an intersection, I stopped. Then the policeman ran up, his hand on his gun, and arrested Rieger. I didn't have time to get worried, at least until we all reached the police station. I got a good look at the gun that Rieger had been carrying.
Well, thank you, Ernest G. Lance, for coming tonight and telling our millions of listeners about your thrilling experience. And Gangbusters, congratulations to you for your alertness and courage. Gangbusters! Tonight's case was dramatized by Stanley Niss and directed by William Sweets, with Mandel Kramer and Elspeth Eric in leading roles. Don Gardner speaking. Gangbusters is a Phillips H. Lord production.